Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello and welcome to Joy News on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and across 30 affiliates across all regions and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, Member of Parliament for North Tongu Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa raises alarm over arm-twisting insider interest amidst procurement breaches in a Snake Rock City Hotel deal. We will bring you details as he shares details of his petition to Sraj. Also, Member of Parliament for Sekendi Japamesa criticizes decision by the National Investigation Bureau to conduct a survey on the preferred choice of running mates for the NPP flagbearer, Dr. Mahmudu Bawumia, describing the move as unwarranted. And then Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission blames the emerging trend of some wives' refusal to disclose their HIV status to their partners for fear of desertion as one of the reasons for the spike in the new infections. And then finally, University Practice Senior High School breaks through to nationals of the National Science and Maths Quiz after booking first slots from the Central Region. But they have a strong message to rivals at Disco, Buche and Wegehe ahead of the regional championships. This and many more stories coming up. My name is Sweetie Abochi. Now, Member of Parliament for North Tongu Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa insists the sale of five hotels to Bryony Champon's Rock City by the Social Security and National Insurance Trust lacks moral substance and smells of conflict of interest. He alleges that he has evidence of insider interest, arm twisting, and changes in a procurement process to favor Rock City Hotel's bid. This follows the Member of Parliament's Hands Off Our Hotels demonstration held on Thursday. He spoke on Newsfile. We'll bring you that sound in a bit, but in a rebuttal, lawyer and Minister for Tourism, Andrew Ejapamesa, noted that the procedure for the takeover by Rock City breaches no law. That also coming up in a bit, but in other stories, Member of Parliament for Sekendi Ejapamesa says the decision by the National Investigation Bureau to conduct a survey on the preferred choice of running mates for the NPP flagbearer was unwarranted. A nationwide survey by the NIB tipped Energy Minister Dr. Matthew Pokrempe as the preferred candidate to partner Dr. Mahmudu Bawumia as running mate ahead of the December polls. Speaking on Current Affairs Program Newsfile, he explained if Dr. Mahmudu Bawumia were to publicly announce his choice and it coincides with the findings of the leaked survey, it might wrongly imply that he was influenced by external forces. He also rejected claims that the announcement of the running mate, the flag bearer, had dragged.
And whatever choice that he makes, my understanding is that very soon would not be based on any pressures from anybody necessarily, but because he himself knows that this is the person.
The commentary is that it's taking the vice president too long.
I don't think so at all.
A decision.
I do not think so at all.
Your opponent made his decision long before now.
When was he selected?
Before he made his decision, were comments from your party members suggesting that it was taking him forever to make that decision.
When was our opponent selected? And when did he announce his running mate? In fact, the fact that it turned out to be someone that he had contested with before.
Now, Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Chireme Itiahene, is blaming the emerging trend of some wives refusing to disclose their HIV status to their partners for fear of being deserted. 334 persons live with HIV in Ghana, according to the Ghana AIDS Commission. And in 2023, the country recorded 17,774 new cases, with 11,317 women and 6,457 men affected. Speaking to Joy News, Dr. Itiahene said among the three reasons accounting for these high numbers is refusal of individuals to disclose their status to their partners.
And the fear of the husband or the spouse deserting her. Mm. Some of them would not even disclose. And because they are afraid that their spouse may find out that they are taking some medicines every day, and not knowing why they should do so, they hide the medicines. And some also will not even continue taking the medicine. And this is where we get the mother and
Now, let me take you back to that story on the sale of SNIT hotels, where Member of Parliament for North Tongu, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa, insists the sale of five hotels to Briny Champon's Rogue City by the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, that is SNIT, lacks moral substance and smell of conflict of interest. He alleges that he has evidence of insider interest, arm twisting, and changes in the procurement process to favor Rogue City Hotel's bid. This follows the Member of Parliament Hands Off Our Hotel demonstration held on Thursday. Now, he spoke on Newsfile.
Have you read the full charge petition? Right from the beginning, what you must do as a public official, if you are MP, if you are minister, I've provided evidence that he hasn't complied with that under Article 78 and Article 98.
That's noted.
I have also provided evidence of insider dealing at Shraj.
Insider dealing?
Yes. I have also provided evidence of arm twisting. If you look at the case of Ridge Royal, how the 1st April 1999 resolution of the directors was flagrantly disregarded in this matter. I've provided all of that. I've provided evidence of how the procurement process changed, strangely, from six hotels to four, leaving out Buzia and Trust, the two hotels that were not really, you know, juicy, if you look at the books, which should have necessarily mandated a fresh start of the procurement process. All of that has been provided to Shraj. I have also provided evidence of how this whole deal, no value for money is guaranteed. I have submitted to Shraj the memos from SNIT, including the valuation report, which reveal that these four hotels, after the procurement laws were mutilated and violated, and it was changed to four, that the four hotels should have the fair market value, should have been $121 million. I've provided evidence that the Honorable Briny Champon is offering $61 million.
In a rebuttal, lawyer and Minister for Tourism, Andre Japa Mesa, noted that the procedure for the takeover by Rock City breaches no law.
Maybe I'm blinded. Okay. And so use the provisions that you've outlined eloquently and relate it to Briny Champon, specific relative to this transaction, and tell us. I'm happy to concede. But I've read the provisions. I've read the constitution. I've looked at the transaction. The facts, as put out there, it has no connection whatsoever to the performance of personal duty, his public duty, to even ground an allegation of conflict of interest on his part.
If you ask my view, I'll say my view of conflict of interest, the way I translate it, I see it as a principle that is actually enunciated in the scriptures, in the Bible, where it says, abstain from all appearances of evil.
I agree.
All appearances.
Not a problem at all.
Just the appearance of
evil. Not a problem.
Because that is actually conflict of interest.
So what appearance of evil do you see in this transaction, that public, that the facts as we know it?
Finally, in this bulletin, University Practice Senior High School has secured first slots to the nationals of the National Science and Maths Quiz after winning the first Central Regional Contest with 44 points. The school, which is yet to lift the regional championship in the history of the competition, says their focus is not on the national championship yet. Their interest is to defeat big names like Adisadel College, Wesley Girls, Infantipim, and others to win their first championship. And that's how we're wrapping up for this bulletin. My name is Sweetie Abochi. Thanks for listening.